The Major Crimes Task Force is Iraq's first professional investigative agency. It takes on the cases no one else will touch, the politically explosive ones. What some members of the unit have learned has put their lives in jeopardy. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston has this report on the task force. It's part one of our series on the justice system in Iraq.
Colonel Akram is in the evidence room at the Major Crimes Task Force office in Baghdad. He is standing amid a pile of brown paper shopping bags, and they are full of evidence, all carefully inventoried and cataloged. Evidence in brown paper bags isn't an Iraq thing. While television crime shows are always holding up the murder weapon in a Ziploc plastic bag, any cop will tell you that for a lot of evidence, brown paper is a better choice. Plastic bags retain moisture and can corrupt evidence. Colonel Akram reaches into one of the shopping bags and pulls out various wooden printing blocks, like the ones you see in printing sets small children use. There are literally hundreds in the bag. He begins digging through them.
These are all different seals from universities and colleges. You see, some of these are stamps from government institutions. They used all these to create fake letters. They were forging documents and selling them so people could say they are working for certain government agencies or to pretend to be police officers or security.
A bag of evidence is so commonplace in America, the idea of gathering it, preserving it, and building a case around it hardly gets a second thought. But here in Iraq, it represents a revolution. During the Saddam years, evidence was beside the point.
Before an accused used to tell us what we wanted to hear because we beat them up or tortured them. Now we collect evidence, bring the individual in for interrogation, and then send them to court. This is one of the great changes that has happened here in Iraq.
Ask the colonel if that makes him feel better about his work, and his face softens and his head bows. He uses just one whispered word, nam, Arabic for yes. He seems relieved that his job no longer requires him to beat people up. The corridors of the Major Crimes Task Force headquarters echo with a cacophony of English and Arabic. The FBI helped stand up the unit, known in Arabic as the Joint Investigative Force, a little over 2 years ago. Judge Mukhtad is the chief investigative judge at the task force and for security reasons would only allow his last name to be used. He is the man who signs the warrants that kickstart these cases. He's 42 years old. He looks older. He has a major new case on his desk. For security reasons, we were asked not to identify it in this report, but suffice to say it involves theft and high-ranking Iraqi officials.
You have to understand, there are some cases the government doesn't want to reveal or investigate all the way to the end. For example, this case I'm looking at right now.
Mukhtad pats a thick, pale blue folder on his desk. He opens it up to show a number of handwritten documents in Arabic. Official red seals dot the sheets.
This case was transferred to our office here because no one else was willing to investigate it.
The task force is meant to be an elite force. Its investigators were hand-picked by top officials at their police agencies in the Interior Ministry. They went through rigorous vetting by the Iraqis and even Judge Mukhtad himself. Then American authorities subjected the candidates to intensive interviews and polygraph tests to ensure that there were no double agents among them. Tom Larned is the FBI's legal attaché in Baghdad.
It is not the FBI conducting investigations for the Iraqis. It is the Iraqi law enforcement agencies conducting high-level sensitive investigations for the people of Iraq.
That's why Judge Mukhtad travels with the security detail. His family lives in the heavily fortified Green Zone, and they are all in constant danger, not just from insurgents eager to derail any semblance of justice, but from the government of Iraq as well. Again, the FBI's Tom Larned.
There are people that would like to eliminate the task force because the task force has taken on some very powerful government officials. There are components of the government that would like to be able to control what investigations get prosecuted and what investigations don't. There have been instances where they have tried to retaliate because they've properly taken on challenging investigations.
Which naturally raises the question of whether or not the Iraqi government is really committed to establishing justice here. Both Iraqi and U.S. officials say this is a key moment. Until now, rule of law was aspirational, something Iraqi leaders thought about in theory, something that would occur in the future. But now, with an investigative force conducting real investigations, the landscape has changed. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News, Baghdad.
Tomorrow, in the second report in our series on the rule of law in Iraq, Dina Temple-Raston looks at the re-education of judges.